Desert and the great American Southwest. Good evening. Good morning. Good 2003. Good 2004. Because we're talking to people on both sides of the line. And that line right now just took off from the Midwest, headed toward the Mountain Time Zone, as we ring in a new year together yet again. Welcome to the second part of the annual prediction show on Coast to Coast AM. I'm Art Bell. This is a show in which we record predictions made by you, assign them a numerical value in sequence, and then review them the following year to check your accuracy. Now, last year was... I'm expecting great things out of you this year. That means several things, particularly tonight, since, you know, the new year is upon us. It means that you have to take a moment out before you make your prediction, if you've not done it. I know a lot of people are last-minute Nellies, right? And let your mind go blank and try and seize on what you think or imagine or see as a major event occurring in 2004. Now, beginning at 9 o'clock, I dutifully watched CNN, which, of course, covered all the celebrations and the ball dropping in New York, which it did safely. And then they began covering other cities. You know, they covered the celebration in Baltimore, and I suppose by now they're on to the Midwest. Anyway, they were sort of covering it city by city, you know, with the fireworks, and I thought, man, that's really cool. And then about 9:30, I was getting ready to do the show about a half hour ago, right? And I look up at the screen, and it says Baghdad. And, oh, man, there's a celebration. There's explosions going on there that were bigger than the ones in New York. And I thought, now, we just had a war over there. Who the hell paid for that? Is an American taxpayer paying for that kind of a celebration for New Year's in Baghdad? You know, all of that flashed through my mind, and then I realized they weren't covering the cities anymore. They were reflecting on the war. It was the attack on Baghdad. The shock and awe attack on Baghdad. So there you are. We didn't spend $1 on a celebration over there. So far it's going well. That's the big concern across the country, that all goes well from a security point of view. And it's far from over, but the celebration in New York, so far, so good. We'll stay on top of the news as much as possible tonight, should anything occur as the New Year sweeps across the country. A lot of security precautions, including just over the hill from me in Las Vegas, where they've got helicopters hovering in the sky, and they can call on jets from Nellis and police everywhere, and still it's going to be packed. No question about it. Strip right now is absolutely packed. At any rate, our business tonight is the serious business of predictions for 2004. So it's open lines plus predictions. Now, only predictions made on this program, actually recorded on the air, are taken. I will not take predictions by email, personal contact, ham radio, email, fast blast, none of that. Nope, nope, nope. Only ones made on the air so you all can hear them. So there will be no contest about whether they were written down at some time other. Everybody can break out their recorders and record it. And we're expecting you to exhibit a high level of psychic intuitive ability tonight. So take that moment out that I asked you to take and really think it over before you call. Aside from that, though, in a moment, we get underway. Just very quickly, reviewing a few of the predictions made last year for 2003... number 15 would be, it'll be revealed that we gave Iraq bad stuff. Ding, 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 ding. We certainly did give Iraq bad stuff. Number 16, that Mexican trucks would bring terrorists into the U.S. Almost said drugs. I think that's a general bonk, don't you? I'm going to bonk that. I don't think there's been a lot of that. Number 17, I don't know what, but RSC wrote lyrics. I don't know what that means. So question mark by that. I'm trying to do better in terms of writing it down. Initials don't work a year later. More, number 18, more terrorism in general. That's a big ding, ding, ding. Been plenty of that, huh? Number 19, mainstream music turns political. Well, music has always kind of been political, hasn't it? But in terms of a recent turn in the last year, that's a bonk. I don't think any more so than the previous, say, 10 years. Number 20, the Crystal Gayle would sing another song for me. Well, generally that's a bonk. She sang, you know, a wonderful song for me, which had been available, by the way, for free for a long time, called Midnight in the Desert. Awesome song. Totally awesome. And that's what I close out weekends with and that kind of stuff. I'll play it at the end of the show tonight. And let's see, number 21, August 11th, our government will attempt another Philadelphia-type experiment. Bonk, as far as we know, unless it was in secret, right? And then finally, number 22, Art returns to the radio. Ding, ding, da-ding, ding! So, not bad so far, not bad, but this year you will do better because you've had a chance to think about it a little bit. Are you ready? We will resume taking predictions with assignment number 48. And on the first time caller line, you are on the air. Hi.
Hi there.
Hello, where are you?
My name is Bob. I'm in Las Vegas listening on KDWN. 7:20 a.m.
Way to go, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't know if this will really qualify for this year because my prediction basically was that I see Dick Cheney stepping down in the second year of the next Bush presidency, claiming failing health.
Really?
And Bush picking John S. McCain as his replacement.
Oh, well, I can already really take one here. Steps down. I think that's a good one for health reasons. Dick Cheney. Okay. Any thoughts on who his replacement would be if he did?
I would say John S. McCain.
Uh-huh. So you thought this out.
Mm-hmm.
And now, is this a hope, or did you really cogitate a little bit, and is it a true prediction or a hope?
I sat down and thought about this.
You did.
It's just a feeling that I have.
That's exactly what we're after, sir. You've done exactly the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Thank you very much. That is precisely what we're after. Not political hopes or things that you hope you can cause to occur by the mere suggestion of them, but true predictions thought out in the most ESP-ish manner you can muster. Wildcard Line, you are on the air. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello there. Where are you?
In the great Coachella Valley.
Coachella Valley, huh?
Yes.
All right. And
hey, how's that? How Vegas? Did that Vegas snow out there in Vegas?
You know, everybody asked me that. Wow, did you have snow? Well, I'm 65 miles west of Las Vegas, and the answer is no, we did not have it here.
Oh,
but my understanding is the palm trees in Las Vegas were indeed coated with white.
I know. Never seen that before.
Yeah, it can happen.
Okay. Oh, I've never seen it before. Well, anyway, my prediction has to do with President bringing out the shadow government again.
The president, you mean telling us all the shadow government is real and exists, making
yes.
that public?
Yes. Well, he'll mention them again, and I believe that...
when did a president... Wait a minute. Hold on. When did a president ever mention the shadow government?
Oh, after 9/11.
I know. What did he say?
Well,
I never heard that.
Oh, no. Wow. I can't believe that. He mentioned about a shadow government that behind the scenes, a shadow government.
In the United States.
It blew me away. Hearing him say shadow government.
I don't think he said that.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe somebody out there might.
Well, I'm sure they will. I mean,
prove me wrong or prove me right.
Remember. In what circumstance, what speech, what appearance did he talk about?
Oh, you know, Art, I really can't Tell you, but it was after 9/11. It could have been in the month of December, and you had mentioned about the shadow government and working behind the scenes and stuff like that. I think this shadow government will have something to do with catching the capture of Bin Laden.
Really?
Yes.
But it'll all be in the shadows.
Yes. Yeah. You know, somebody out there tried to prove me wrong, but I believe, and it kind of, like I said, it blew me away.
Okay, all right. Well, I imagine it would blow you away, sir. Thank you very much for the call. But you see, if the president had revealed the existence of a shadow government, in other words, a government that runs the real U.S. government, this would have upset people tremendously. And they'd get very upset. So I don't think that happened, or you misheard something, but I will record your prediction, number 49, as president to reveal shadow government. It just doesn't, to me, seem, you know, like something the president would do on even a bad day. But you never know. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello. Hello?
East?
Yes.
Okay, Art. This is Marnie.
Marnie.
I'm in Pittsburgh, Kansas, listening to KKOW 860 AM.
Way to go.
And I have thought about this for almost a year. I think it was you that had Major Ed Dames on talking about the blight.
Oh, yes.
With crops.
Yes.
The next day on the nightly news with Dan Rather, he talked about it and mentioned that word.
Oh, I know. People tend never to give Ed Dames credit for the hits he does get, and he does get them, and they, you know, and they rap people like that for when they're wrong, and he's been wrong too. But yeah, I know.
But my prediction is, and I've thought about this ever since then, and I sat down and even did a lot of, you know, really meditating on it,
mm-hmm.
and I think we're going to see this year some problems with the crops, with food supply, pestilence, or whatever, weather or whatever.
Why don't we put problem with food supply? That should cover it.
And I had a comment. Of course, Lear's show was my favorite in a long time.
Yes.
Maybe 2012 is the end of the experiment. What do you think?
I don't know. I've always wondered about that. The fact that the Mayans ended their calendar there. Is it because they just got sick of writing? Is it because they figured, well, this is far enough to go? Or maybe they were a fatalist and figured we'd never get to 2012 anyway.
Right.
I mean, who knows?
Really a thought-provoking show.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. And I'm going to repeat what I said the other night because already, obviously, we're beginning in the same spirit in which you left off Sunday night when we made the first 47 predictions. Not one of them was good, and I do think they're pretty well thought out, and most of them are pretty negative. I mean, really pretty negative. Face on Mars proven false. I'm going to read you a few of these. North Korea detonates first nuke. Pope passes away at Lent. The year of contact. Bin Laden captured. Well, that's positive, I guess. Mass media uncovers ancient civilization on Mars or here. Coast to Coast AM noted by mass media. I guess that'd be good. MIDI spins out of control. The Brits get greater photos of Mars, including artifacts. That, I guess, is good or bad, depending on your point of view. Superhumans are revealed as existing. Saddam is murdered. A dual currency develops, one domestic and one foreign. HARP disturbs the ionosphere. China makes it to the moon, and it just on and on and on. Nothing all that good, and that's kind of what's shaping up to follow tonight. So the nation would appear to be in sort of a, with regard to predictions anyway, for the coming year, in a kind of a dire mood. West of the Rockies, you are on the air. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Oh, hi. my prediction is...
What is your name?
Melissa.
Melissa. Okay, and where are you, Melissa?
Seattle.
And what are you predicting for us?
That there will be more vegetarians, and it will become more of a norm in America. And the, like, consumption of meat will reduce.
Are you a vegetarian?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For how long?
Or no, I'm a vegan.
For how long?
2 years.
And how's it going?
Oh, it's great. It's extremely healthy, and like all the stereotypical things that people think about it is really not true.
But when you see a big juicy burger,
no, that's like
when you see an inch and a half thick steak.
No, I've forgotten how meat tastes.
Well, you've forgotten?
Yeah.
Well, let me refresh your memory.
No. Well,
it's actually pretty good.
No, I don't know.
Now, when you heard, I want an absolute honest answer here, okay?
Okay.
When you heard about the mad cow thing?
Yes.
Were you happy? Tell the truth.
No.
Tell the truth.
See, okay, no, I kind of felt like it's just karma.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, karma's an okay word, I guess. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
And good luck to us. She thinks more of us will become vegetarians. Well, of course, the mad cow thing. You know, I'm just not sure how life would go on without beef. I suppose it would squeak on, but it just wouldn't be the same without a big, juicy burger. You know, an inch and a half thick steak. We're talking beef here, baby. International line, you're on the air. Where are you calling from, please?
This is Carol. Am I speaking to Art?
Yes, you are. And where are you, Carol?
Great. I'm in Hoquiam.
Hoquiam?
KXRO.
And
I have a prediction.
And where is Hoquiam?
Yes, by Ocean Shores.
Okay.
You know that, don't you? I hear
do.
Your voice anyway.
Yes. And you have a prediction, I bet.
Yes, I do. Listening to you the other night about the moon. Now, this is an if. If we didn't go to the moon, I predict that it will come out that other countries have been blackmailing the United States for years.
You mean the ones countries who found out we didn't go to the moon?
Uh-huh.
They blackmailed us.
They've been doing it for years.
That's something to think about.
Yeah.
Who do you suppose would have done that?
Well, I don't know details too well, but you guys that are into that could probably figure that out better than me, but I predict that you'll all find it out. Because I've been listening to you almost 10 years now, I think.
Yeah, well, do you think it was like the Russians or the Chinese?
Those people. I mean, everybody giving money to, anybody that's been blackmailing us.
Well, now there's another way to look at what you've said. And, and that is that while it doesn't definitely prove it, you're right about one thing. We really give away a lot of money.
That's right.
Yes,
that's what
do.
I'm
and
thinking.
Sometimes to the point where the average American taxpayer shakes their head because they're going like, hey, those are my tax dollars they're giving to that country over there.
That's right. That's what I'm thinking.
That billion, those billions that are going out right now, that's my tax money. Why are they doing that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So it might be blackmail because otherwise it wouldn't make sense to give it out.
Yeah, right. Because, if they were to let it out that they knew what we were doing, then, you know, they'll...
I've got it. Believe me, I've got it. All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Right, right. See you later. I don't necessarily agree with all that. I was just trying to help her with her prediction, and that would seem to help the scenario along. You got me running.
and worldwide on the Internet. This is Coast to Coast AM with guest host Art Bell. To talk with Art Bell, call the Wildcard line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll-free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. And now, sitting in for George Norrie, here is Art Bell.
Well, I have to ask sharp people to keep it brief. Good morning, everybody. The new year is racing out across the U.S. countryside right now, across North America, and much more, of course. Having passed the central time zone, headed for those of you in the mountain time zone, the poor ignored people of the mountain time zone. Almost every other time zone has some zip to it, but the mountain time zone is very nearly forgotten. It's like the forgotten time. Actually, the most favored time of all is the overpopular Eastern time zone. Have you ever noticed that everything is Eastern time zone oriented? All the news, all the happenings, all the TV listings, everything is prejudiced to the East Coast. There is a reason for that. I'm just not sure what it is. I am a little concerned about George. George, as you know, is taking this week off, and part of the time he's taking off, he says he's going to time travel. He's time traveling, and I haven't heard from him. Now, I'm sure he's fine, but I did want to let you know that no one's called me up to say, hey, George is back from 55 or wherever he went. Haven't had any calls like that. Of course, I haven't had any calls saying, hey, George isn't back from 55. So I guess we'll have to wait and see what the story is there. But you'd think they would have notified me one way or the other about George, huh? Is he back or isn't he? First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, George.
No, I'm not George. I'm Mark.
I'm sorry. Both sounds the same. I'm Mike from the Big Easy. I have a scary prediction for this year.
You do, huh?
Oh, well.
All scary and bad predictions. Boy, I'll tell you, it's been worrisome. All right, from the Big Easy, what is your prediction?
I think this year is the year that the big hurricane's going to blow through and take out the city.
Off New Orleans?
Yes, sir. I've been feeling this for years now, and I think this year is the year it's going to happen.
And your feeling about this is very strong.
Oh, yeah. They've been saying for years that the levee system has some serious problems with it in a nice Category 5 up the mouth of the Mississippi River.
Okay, well, you know, if you think your own city is going to be destroyed, sir, obviously then you've made plans to leave, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, whenever they tell us that a Category 4 or higher is headed this way, I'll always leave. You always get plenty enough time to evacuate.
Well, that's true. That's one good thing about hurricanes versus other bad weather phenomena like tornadoes, for example. And they give you almost no warning. The Weather Service does what they can, but in a lot of times there is no warning. A hurricane, you do get it ahead of time, but inevitably there's a whole bunch of people, several categories actually, who don't pay attention. One is the good old boys who say, there ain't no hurricane going to drive me out of here. I've been here 50 years, and you've heard that, right? And then, of course, there are the reporters sent down to be in the eye of the hurricane by CNN and now other news networks. Wondered about that for years, you know. Guy who draws the short straw goes, or what? Wildcard line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Well, I may say, when it comes to Art Bell and Coast to Coast, oh, yeah, I love it. And
what is your first name?
Oh, this is Dave.
Hey, Dave. All right.
Hey, man.
And where are you?
I'm in Christopher, Illinois.
All right.
And I'm going to give you a prediction followed by a universal blessing.
Really?
To begin with, the Mayan calendar
Oh, yes.
Ah, this year they will figure it out.
Really?
What it's all about and why they stopped at 2004.
You seem to know an awful lot. They stopped at 2012, actually. So.
2012, I'm sorry. But, I've got the new year mixed up.
But, since you know this much, you probably know what the deal is, right?
The deal is very insignificant. It'll be revealed that it's really nothing, and it's just more or less that... let's just run it to 2004, and when we get to 2000, let's see where we all are.
Yeah, it really could be. You know, this is where we're going to stop. I mean, we can't go on with this forever. The years will go on and on and on and on.
Right, and who wants to make up another piece of clay?
So we quit here. I was thinking about that earlier. Yeah.
So anyway, I'll top that off with this. May your charcoal briquettes keep your fires burning forever.
All right, thank you very much. A universal blessing. Charcoal briquettes. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, hello, Art.
Yes, hi.
My name is Lewis from Kansas City.
Lewis, okay.
I predict that the USA Olympic basketball team is going to win the gold medal in 2004.
Really? That we win the gold?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a pretty good one.
Only one?
No, it's number 55. We win the gold. Got it. Where will this be anyway?
Oh, in Athens, Greece.
In Athens, Greece. That's where it's going to be. Athens seems like the logical home, doesn't it?
I can only make one prediction now.
Yeah. The rules say one.
All right.
And you know, you got to live by the rules, right?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. The world is full of rules. Even we have them. Only one thought out. Prediction. So give us your best. I mean, don't toy around here. We need your very best, and you need to think about this ahead of time. So the USA basketball team wins the gold this year coming. Good. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Art?
Hi.
Hey, hi. Okay, I've got two predictions. I've got a scary one, and I've got a groovy one. Which
one prediction only.
Do you want the happy one, or do you want the scary one?
I shouldn't have to make that decision. The prediction that you feel has the most probability of coming true is the one you should give me.
They're both going to happen.
Well, then the one you like the best. I refuse to make the choice.
Okay. Let's see, which one do I like the best? New Mexico, major seismic activity.
Really?
Yep.
An earthquake. And so is that...
All kinds of it.
Was that the good news or the bad news?
Well, I guess it depends on if you've ever lived in New Mexico or not.
Or do now.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Was that the good news or the bad news? That's
bad.
Okay. If it had been the good news, I definitely would have asked for the bad news.
No,
New Mexico, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, that's odd. When
all kinds
you
of
think
it.
California maybe sent, you know, the thing back in the middle of the country, but New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any idea when? Timeline?
No.
Spring?
Starting in the spring?
In the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Starting in the spring? You mean?
Yeah, I'm talking massive.
Oh.
Lots of this stuff going on here. Yeah.
But just in New Mexico or like throughout the Southwest?
Predominantly in New Mexico?
New Mexico. All right, got it. That's
I
beg your pardon?
What number is that?
It is prediction number 56, and I hope you took time and thought about it.
I did.
All right, well, good. That's what we're after, and we'll see how it all turns out. This is one of the most prolific years in terms of sheer numbers of predictions that we've taken. No question about that. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning. Turn your radio off, please.
Yeah.
Yes. What is your first name?
Bob.
All right, Bob, where are you?
Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa. And do you have a thought-out prediction for us?
Yeah, I think Bush is going to be 11th hour or something's going to happen. He'll be too embarrassed to he won't be voted for. Something's going to happen. They'll find something out about him. I'm not sure exactly what it'll be, but...
Well,
it'll nix his opportunity to be our next president, which I would assume is the most likely thing to happen otherwise.
Right now, everybody thinks he's a shoe-in, of course.
Exactly.
But there's an awful lot of time between now and the election.
Yeah, I think 11th hour, something's going to break, some news, some leak, something, you know, that, you know, it's going to make him look, you know, not like a good candidate anymore.
Usually it comes in October, traditionally. That kind of thing comes.
It'll be late.
In October.
It'll be like right towards the very end.
Yep, that's how it usually happens. All right, but that's a very interesting prediction with a pretty good, in my opinion, pretty good chance of coming true.
Who knows?
Well, yeah, I know, but traditionally, I mean, you are correct. In elections, at the 11th hour, usually in October, there's some kind of really bad news.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, thanks. Right, take care. So that's, you know, there's some history to back that up. I guess it occurs, one might speculate. Because the opposing party, whoever is in office at the 11th hour, sees their chances as, you know, beginning to evaporate, right? And so they pull out the last hold card they've got, whatever it happens to be. And they deal that card. So, yeah, history would be on his side. First time caller would have been, you're a dial tone. Wild card, whoops, push the right button, Arthur. Wild card line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Art. Pardon me.
I can barely understand you, sir. You're on a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me now?
A little better, yes.
Yeah, that guy that was talking about the president saying the shadow government.
Yes.
Yeah, Bush was talking about if Washington got hit, there was things in place that would take over.
Well,
it was after 9/11.
Then he was confused about.
Yeah, he wasn't talking about the Alabama shadow government.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, thank you. Well, of course, he referred to the government that would ensue underground with the vice president and whoever else was alive. That's a very different thing than the way we reference what's called the shadow government on this program. And I am quite certain that that caller did indeed mean the shadow government in the very spirit of the way it is spoken here. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Where are you?
Oh, I'm well.
No. Where are you?
Oh, Philly. Sorry about that.
Philadelphia. And you're well. And what is your name?
I'm Dan.
Dan?
Yes.
All right.
I predict that Russian neo-Nazis will release a strain of the Ebola virus.
Russian neo-Nazis?
Yes, mutated to affect people they don't like, essentially.
Yeah,
and it'll be a big epidemic.
You know, there was just some information, though, on a shot that you can take. I don't know how far they've gotten with it, but it protects you against Ebola. I don't know how far they've gotten, but pretty far.
Well, that's good news. I haven't heard about that.
Well,
yeah.
It would be bad. Indeed, Ebola is really bad news. All right, thank you very much. Russian neo-Nazis release of the Ebola virus. Yikes. There's two things about the Ebola virus. One is, thus far, even though it's an incredibly fast, deadly virus, you know how it works. You get it, and within literally countable hours, you bleed out. Horrible, right? But it's so bad that it tends to burn itself out, and it will go through a village, for example, in Africa, and then just stop. Any virus that kills its host that quickly runs the danger of its own extinction, making it perhaps in some ways not a very efficient virus. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Turn off your radio, please.
It's off. This is Pat, KLBJ, 590 Austin, Texas.
Yes, Pat. How you doing?
All right, man. I'm a big. Is this Art?
Yes.
Wow, man. I'm a big fan of yours. I love you to death. I bought the CDs. I did everything.
Thank you. Well, I'm the
you
only
are
one.
The greatest, my friend.
I'm the only one here, so it's the only possibility when I answer the phone. Boom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my prediction. Well, actually, it's my wife's prediction. We kind of worked this together, but she was more of it. We kind of feel like that. that one first caller tonight that Cheney is not going to be Bush's running mate, that Condoleezza Rice will be the running mate, and she will then become the next president when she beats Hillary Clinton out
really?
In the 08.
God,
it's great to see talk to you.
Boy, Condoleezza Rice. She'd be very interesting, wouldn't she?
She would be. I think she's the only Republican's only hope. But that's an honest to goodness, good prediction.
All right. It is duly registered. You're number 59.
And I hope you have a great new year.
Well, it's about an hour and 6 minutes away or so. Thank you very much. I hope it's a good year, too. However, if one peruses the predictions made, we had one good one here about the USA basketball team winning the gold. But you know, they're very Spartan. We've taken, 59 predictions now, and I can tell you that at least 90% of them are pretty negative, actually. West of the Rockies, you are on the air. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I have a prediction.
I'm listening.
It's a rough one.
Oh, well, yeah, a lot of them have been.
Yeah, well, this is probably the toughest you're going to get tonight.
Really?
I predict that because the talk show hosts on KFI and KRLA and Rush Limbaugh and you and
uh-huh.
All the big names have refused, because they have refused to give me, say, 30 hours of airtime to explain.
Look, I don't care what it is that you're about to say. Nobody's going to give you 30 hours. I mean, just like that. Boom, it just doesn't happen.
Well, let me continue. Mm-hmm. About that. To explain the who, what, when, where, how, and why that we stopped the murder of our troops in Iraq, and that means doing Roman Catholic exorcism. Nobody
you're the exorcism guy, aren't you? Listen,
yep. No one will permit the information to get out.
Yeah, me either. Me either.
And because of
there's going to be dire
consequences.
All right, gotcha. Thank you very much. Well, you know, you don't need my permission or anybody else's permission to do an exorcism, brother. Get it on. Exorcise whatever you think is bad out. Or if you're Canadian, oot. But, you know, just quit bothering the talk show hosts about it. 30 hours. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Art.
Hey.
Happy New Year.
And to you as well, sir. Where are you?
I'm in Grants Pass, Oregon.
Grants Pass, Oregon. All right.
Yep. Name is Doc.
Hey, Doc.
My prediction is that Bigfoot will be actually caught, but it'll die in captivity. But the news media will get a hold of it first, long before the government can come along and take it away.
Wow. Really?
Yep.
Bigfoot, and for your benefit, here he is. You really want to get your hands on something like that, sir?
Yes, sir.
You do?
Yes, sir.
All right. you take care and have a good New Year, huh?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So they're going to catch the guy, Bigfoot. Tear him apart, I suppose. It's written on the wind. It's everywhere I go. So if you really love me, come on and let it show. Yeah.
and worldwide on the Internet. This is Coast to Coast AM with guest host Art Bell. To talk with Art Bell, call the wildcard line at area code 775-727-1295. The first time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. And now, sitting in for George Norrie, here is Art Bell.
Here I appear to be. Hey, everybody, how you doing? A few memories for you. Deeper, darker, well, no, brighter, actually, memories with some of the music we're going to use as bed tonight. Why not? We're predicting what's coming in the year 2004, and that so far has been kind of a rough road, so I thought I'd smooth it out a little with some music. We'll be right back, and the predictions continue. You know, the new year, having raced across the city of Denver, you can almost close your eyes where I am here in the desert and picture it racing down the Rocky Mountains and racing out at, you know, cross the countryside toward the West Coast. You can just close your eyes and kind of imagine that. In previous years, I think we've calculated the speed with which it moves, but I forget what it is. It's very quickly, anyway. Would have to go, let's see, to make it here, would have to go, well, again, I'd have to go back to some pretty basic math. From the westernmost edge of the, well, it's actually constantly in motion, right? So you wouldn't take the westernmost edge of the Mountain Time Zone and then think of the easternmost edge of the Pacific Time Zone, or would you? Probably better not to even think about it. First time caller line, you're on the air. We are doing predictions. Do you have one of those?
Yes, sir, I do.
Good. What is your first name?
My name is David.
David, you're going to have to yell at us. I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry about that.
Where are you, David?
I'm in Waco.
Waco. Waco, Texas. All right.
Yes. All right. One of the insanities.
Yeah. What do you think?
I have come up with that there will be a great spilling of foreign oil, not unlike the Exxon Valdez accident.
Really?
But it will be overseas.
Terrible foreign oil spill.
And I have it. I've keep feeling that it's going to be in warmer weather. So like spring or summer.
Okay. I'm always curious how people, I don't know, I guess how they come up with this. I mean, did you just sort of visualize this in a quiet moment, or how are you coming up with that?
The way I get things like this, I get clues throughout my life that I've trained myself to focus in on. Like maybe a license plate or
really
a specific tree that's not supposed to be in a certain area.
Really? That's very interesting how people come up with what they conclude. And for you, it's little hints that you connect to things, I guess, huh?
Yes, sir.
Or you just see something and you assume it means that.
Well, whenever I see something that is not really in place, it just sends me a vibe that I just get a feeling that's what it means.
That's very interesting. All right, thank you very much. It is interesting because people use very different methods there, and many of us, if not most of us, I think, feel that at times we have intuitive power, right? And we certainly do have intuitive power. But I think it comes to people, obviously, if you're listening to Last Man there, in very different ways. For some, it would be a dream. For some, it would be a thought coming by whatever means. And it's just very different, and it's interesting to ask people that question. A wild card line, you're on the air. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing, sir. How are you?
Doing really great.
Okay.
WTAW in Texas. My name is Steve.
Steve.
Yeah. You know, we live in a really great country with really great people, and I have been just fascinated with the story of the science of cold fusion. And down here, we've just had some new developments in cloning with a deer and with the young mathematicians and the new scientists that we have.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to just stumble onto this. So this year I think that we're going to hear lots more about it. And it'll
well,
be a
about what specifically? You called off quite a bit of current science there. What do you think, where will be the big advance?
You know, it's just like a lot of books that I've read and some of the people I've interviewed and talked to, I think it's just going to come out of the blue. They're going to be stuck, and then all of a sudden somebody's just going to come up with it.
What?
Basically, what I've been seeing or looking at is wonder what they're going to do with ocean liners or big, you know, the shipping era. How could you use cold fusion in that?
So, all right. So you think it's going to be a cold fusion advance, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that is interesting. Cold fusion, of course, is very, very controversial. Was it Flash and Pons, I believe, who made the claim originally? Wasn't it in Utah? I think it was in Utah. They ended up, I believe, taking their discovery to Europe, various universities with varying degrees of luck, either duplicated or were unable to duplicate the process here in the U.S., and so it's like it disappeared from the U.S., it went to Europe. Where it's my understanding from having interviewed people that the development process has continued, and I haven't heard any news about any big breakthrough. Have you? Of course, it may be that this time they're going to keep it very quiet until they've got a full-scale, ready-to-go reactor of some sort or another. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm sorry. Hello, Art. How are you?
Don't be sorry. You're on the air.
My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from Indianapolis.
All right, Jonathan.
My prediction is that over the next 6 or 7 months, both NASA and the European Space Agency will continue to lose Mars probes. At a later date, perhaps early fall, a raft will be found off Key West.
Well, let's back up a little bit. With regard to Mars probes, why do you think we're losing them? What is your best feeling about why? I mean, over two-thirds is crazy. Something's going on. Is it just really hard to get to Mars? Harder than doing a lot of other stuff? I mean, we can even go catch stuff from a comet's tail, you know? But we can't do much with Mars. Something's been... You think it's alien life, perhaps? Or do you believe it's just bad luck or something?
No, I believe aliens all the way, because I've been a abductee for about 8 years now. And I don't know if it's due to just good behavior during my abductions, but I get kind of glimpses of future incidents from the abductees.
You behave well during your abductions?
I try to behave very well just due to the fact that I think it's a very interesting life experience. But I get kind of visions, and I had a view of a raft being found off Key West, like in the zone between Cuba, where the where people raft in, of a large raft covered with all the probes that we've sent in perfect condition, untouched, just basically to get the idea across that.
Oh, listen, man, that would be so cool.
Basically. Pointing out Mars is not ours.
Yeah. Oh no, that would drive the point home. Believe me. Thank you very much. Now that's interesting to contemplate, right? There was a movie, of course, about the seven planes lost in the Bermuda Triangle, turning up out in the middle of the desert. Remember that? It was called Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And so he envisions a raft containing all the Mars probes that the Russians and the United States and whoever all else has tried have been lost, just sort of rafting in. That certainly would send a very large message, wouldn't it? West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art. This is Fritz up here in Clarkson, Washington.
Yes.
9:50 a.m. I got a prediction that we will get our troops out of Iraq by the end of the year. We will probably get assistance from other nations once we finally get rid of a lot of these little hot spots.
Troops out of Iraq by the end of the year. That's very, 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 very optimistic.
Mm-hmm. Shadow government, I think he was talking about. He did mention it, but what it was talking about was the ones where they're hiding in West Virginia and hiding in Colorado.
Yeah, we got that, but that is not, sir, what the caller meant.
Yeah, I know. That's the other guy, sneaky bunch.
Yeah.
Okay, happy New Year to you and your family.
And the very same to you, and that would be awfully optimistic. But that is one of the very few, by percentage, of positive predictions that we've had. You would have to certainly consider that very positive. Troops out of Iraq by the end of the year. Goodness. It seems to me like we're going to be there for years. You do not occupy... I mean, look at, for example, the occupation of Japan following World War II. There's not a lot of difference, really. We were there for many, many, many years before we... turned autonomy back, and I think that's going to be the case in Iraq, too. I wish I felt optimistic like that caller, but I don't. International Line, you're on the air. Hello, where are you, please?
Hi, Art.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
And to you, where are you?
This is Jeff in Winnipeg.
Okay.
And I have a rather scary prediction.
Well, it'll fit right in.
I think Al-Qaeda is going to get stronger, and I say that because I think... In 2004, there's going to be an Al-Qaeda sponsored coup of the Pervez Musharraf government in Pakistan.
Oh.
And I think the government that will take the place of Pervez Musharraf's government will be anti-U.S., anti-West government, fundamentalist Islamic government. And... we've already seen some indications of that within the past week and a half. Two assassination attempts on Pervez Musharraf.
True enough. True enough. They sure got close, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think his days are numbered.
He would probably have to feel about the same way after what's just happened. And yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, and I think for Al Qaeda to do that would be their logical next step. I mean, they're right in the backyard of
they're much more in control
of the Pakistani government. They're right there.
I sure don't want to think of Al Qaeda as getting stronger, though. I appreciate your call very much. I hope you're wrong, and worry that you may be right. The United States, and certainly you cannot blame President Bush for this. He acted exactly as he should have. Said very clearly that the United States was not at war with Islam, that we were at war with Al-Qaeda and with terrorists, and we were very careful to draw that distinction. And there is a very real danger that Al-Qaeda's war will be thought of as the war of Islam, and then, of course, it would be a very different situation. So it's a very thin little line that we're walking politically in this whole thing. I mean, a very thin little line. And so I hope he's wrong, but if Al-Qaeda should get stronger because of a general acceptance in Islam, then we really will have a fight on our hands, won't we? East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Hi.
It's Peter Zajac from Dearborn Heights, Michigan, listening to you on 800 in Windsor, Ontario.
That's the way to do it. Yes, sir.
I emailed you a few letters.
Yes.
I feel that this year we're going to get the greatest disaster that's ever hit this earth since man's been on this earth.
Gee, another cheerful prediction. The greatest disaster
that's ever hit this earth.
That's ever hit mankind.
Right. It's going to probably hit in the ocean and create a tidal wave that's going to go around the earth and wipe out one-third of mankind.
Ah.
And this is based on biblical prophecy.
Yes, I could tell right away. This is straight out of the Bible.
Right. And it's going to happen when you see summer coming.
One-third. Why don't we just write down one-third of mankind to be killed?
Will be wiped out. One-third of the ships are destroyed. Well, I don't know about one-third of man.
You don't have to go through the whole thing.
One-third of the creatures of the sea, one-third of the ships are destroyed,
yeah.
And one-third of the water is going to turn to blood. In other words, it's dirty.
Right.
But
right.
Basically, I don't know how many people will die, but I do know there are.
Probably about a third.
The wave will hit Jerusalem from three directions.
Okay.
It'll hit us through Gibraltar.
All right, but see, now, is this, in addition to being biblically inscribed, your personal prediction as well?
Right. I stake my life as a Christian on it.
Why?
Because I believe in God.
Yeah, fine. That's fine.
Well,
you believe in God, but why?
Do I believe in it?
Yes. Why do you believe in it coming in 2004, specifically?
Well, the signs all call for it. First of all, this is the great rebellion against God that's happening on this world, on this earth.
Yes, but that, I mean, it's been going on for a long time, this rebelliousness.
Okay,
so
well,
why 2004?
Why 2004?
Yeah.
Because, let's put it this way, all the signs, let's put it this way, if you look at chapter 13 of Revelation, it talks for the the beast. Which,
yes, but does it talk of a timetable?
Well, let's put it this way. Timetable is, I know, I understand what you're talking about, that how do you pick 2004?
That's the question, yes.
Well, I picked 2004 because, first of all, how everything is coming together, and it calls for a time of 43 months from the time that the most worshipful master, the abomination to God, stands on the temple of God in Jerusalem. And that happened in 2000 when Ariel Sharon stood on Temple Mount.
Okay.
With 2,000 of his followers.
All right. You answered the question. Thank you. I wanted to know how you came up with that date. And you did actually have a basis for that. Pretty good. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
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 Yes. Hello, Mr. Art Bell. And first of all, Happy New Year to you and your family.
And the same to you, sir.
I hate to ruffle the feathers of... a lot of your callers so far, but my prediction is that, by the way, this is Michael from Altadena between the Rose Bowl and JPL.
Okay,
Michael. A lot of action out here right now.
Sure.
And I'm listening to the great KFI. But my prediction is simply that there will be no major terrorist act on U.S. soil this year of the caliber or of the kind that we experienced in 9/11.
Well, that's very nice of you to predict. That's really nice of you to predict. And you really feel this as a matter of something that came to you, not just a wild guess.
Not as a matter of something that came to me, but as a matter of what I see and what has transpired since then.
Well, you do understand that we're actually after intuitive revelations here.
Yes, there's a certain amount of intuitiveness to it.
Oh, that's okay.
Because, I mean, if there wasn't, then I'd be saying what everybody else is saying and feeling what they're feeling, but I'm not.
Well, take into consideration the fact that they seem to be, in other words, at least like 90% of the people are on, definitely on the negative side. Why do you think that is?
Why do I think that is? Well,
yes.
Again, I don't want to ruffle any feathers or anything, but I think, to put it bluntly, I think 9/11 served its purpose.
And scared the hell out of everybody.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, I got you. Because we've been terrorized. That's how terrorism works, right?
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
Yeah, but Mama didn't say anything about years.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, my Mama said.
If man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the
can say is in the pill you took today. In the year 45, you're gonna eat cookies, won't you try? You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna look at you.
Coast to coast and worldwide on the internet. This is Coast to Coast AM with guest host Art Bell. To talk with Art Bell, call the wildcard line at area code 775-727-1295. The first time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may reach out by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. And now, sitting in for George Norrie, here is Art Bell.
The last 24 minutes of 2003 are ticking away for those of us here in the Pacific time zone. Ramona and myself will take our usual traditional midnight on the New Year type picture. That'll go on the webcam, which is off to the upper right on this particular night on the website. We are taking predictions for the year 2004.
Now it's been 10,000 years. Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday.
And we'll continue in a moment. The very serious business of intuiting what's coming in 2004 continues. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Mr. Art Bell.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing tonight, sir?
I am very well.
Thank you very much for taking my call. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Where are you?
I am from Sweetwater, Tennessee. This is David.
All right, David.
I'm going to go on the lighter side. I'm going to make a football prediction.
Oh, okay.
I know you're a football fan.
I am, although I've found this year's NFL season to be crushingly disappointing. All of the teams that I like... blew it big time. I mean, really blew it.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I'm gonna say the Tennessee Titans will defeat the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah. You know what? That's a pretty good one. I'm kind of rooting for Tennessee. If you want to know the truth.
Well, I'd like to see them do it. They've been there, and they've certainly been a team to reckon with over the last few years. They've just never been able to get over the hump.
It's quite true, and since all of my teams here in the West have blown up, this is as good as any. Okay, you got it.
Thank you very much.
Right, take care. It's not been a good year. It's just not been a good year for NFL here in the West. I mean, look what happened to the Raiders. San Diego. Jeez. Just, you know... all of the teams that I've kind of enjoyed over the years have taken this year off, you know, sort of fallen apart, actually. And in case of the Raiders, of course, the coach is already gone. What were they, 4-9, something like that? Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi. Hello? Going once. Going twice. Gone. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Art?
Yes.
I wish you good health, very much success in your new radio station, and your heart filled with happiness for the new year.
Well, that's very nice of you, sir. Thank you.
I want to predict that the Titans win the Super Bowl, but I'm scared to, because I'm from Nashville.
Well, someone just did that before you, sir.
I heard that, but I think it'll be Philadelphia and New England, who I think it'll be. In there.
Do you want that recorded as your prediction?
No. I don't want to predict that. I'd like to predict that LSU will win the sugar and USC will lose to Michigan and it'll screw up.
I can only take one.
To BC. All right, here's my prediction.
Yeah.
Okay, I predict that on coast to coast, this will be the first time it'll be exposed that this being an election year and all, that it will be.
You have your radio on in the background, don't you?
See, I didn't think you'd hear that.
It's not a matter of me hearing it. It's that you're hearing it, and it's confusing you and making you pause.
No. I'm not even listening to that. If you're not hearing it, that's fine.
Yeah.
I want to predict that something will come up in this election year.
Yes.
That will show evidence that we have been tricked into getting into the war in the Middle East over there.
Oh, in Iraq? Well, that's already kind of underway. Let's see. Okay. It is to be revealed that we were tricked into the Iraq War. I think it's already really underway. There are several investigations underway right now about the information, the intelligence that we had when we made the decision to go to war. And it may well be that the president just decided that it was going to happen. And they just did it. I mean, that's just the way it can happen. A president can say, okay, U.S. forces are going to do the following. And, he likes to have a little support for his decision. Maybe there wasn't as much as they would have liked. You know, but he made the decision anyway. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My prediction basically is something that's actually taking place. So I'll give you the brief prediction up front, and then if you'd like the corroborative evidence, I can give that to you very quickly.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay. Before this time next year, it will be revealed that, first, it'll be revealed that one of the major five banks in the United States that people have checking and savings accounts with it'll first be announced that they will have lost $3 billion.
Lost it?
They will have misplaced it.
Well, wait a minute. But this is pretty good. Hold on.
Yeah.
Major bank, top five, loses how much, please? How many?
$3 billion.
$3 billion. Wow.
Shortly
Somebody
after that information
really going
comes
to be
out.
In trouble over
yeah.
that. You know,
well, shortly after really that information trouble. Comes out, it will be revealed that two other banks have also lost. One will have lost in an excess of $1.8 billion. The other one will have lost close to $5 billion.
Identity theft, sir?
No.
What? No. What?
It's something a little more clandestine than that.
What?
Well, actually, this will be, for one of the three banks that I'm talking about, this will be the third time in the last 15 years that this has been done, and it's not an accident. Basically,
Spill it, sir.
Okay. If you're someone who checks your computer readout, like if you call the phone number or go on the Internet, or if you check, basically, if you just check the details
yeah.
of your balance. It's a little more detailed than what you get with the printout.
Yeah.
Let's say, for example, this happened to me. I did an ATM withdrawal on November 22nd.
All right, you're drifting.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You need to give me the big picture of what's going to happen. Are you saying
that
when we call and we get these figures, we're being lied to?
No. Well, basically what's happened is that there is a bookkeeping situation that is being imposed with five of the big banks, which is intentionally imposed in order to covertly steal money from people.
Okay.
Roger Lear talked about it.
All right, hold on. Thank you very much. Now, I'm not willing to go any further with that, but I will accept that much. This man feels that there is a criminal conspiracy underway right now that's lying to us about the amount of money in the bank, and that a major bank, one of the top five, he says, will lose $3 billion. Now, that's not going to be a hard one to track, along with several other banks who will lose in excess of one point something or another billion, whatever it was. bookkeeping. International Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey there.
Hey there.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm just spiffy. Where are you?
I'm actually in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
All right.
In Canada.
And your name is?
My name's Dave.
Okay, Dave.
I'd like to wish you a Happy New Year along with everyone else.
Thank you.
They've all been doing so tonight. And I'd like to make a prediction. Actually, it's for Canada. However, I do agree with a lot of your people that have been talking to you tonight, and I have been listening to you for quite a number of months now. Not years, I'm sorry to say.
That's all right.
But months.
That's fine.
And I do see a lot of things happening in the U.S. and throughout the world.
No, but your prediction is for Canada, though, right?
Yes, it is, actually.
Okay. All right.
I would like to predict within one of the largest tax revolts ever seen happening in Canada.
I'm going to argue with you on this one a little bit. I'm going to put it down. It's, by the way, prediction number 71, okay?
Certainly.
However, I find the following. I find that Canadian people, more than not, are really, really laid-back people.
Yes, we are.
And, well, see, there you are. So you know that. And so a tax revolt requires people to get really exorcised over something. I mean, just really upset. And
it really does require people to get upset. Yes.
And for Canadians to get that upset, something.
Oh, it takes a lot.
Oh, it would take a lot. And, I mean,
yeah.
What do you think could happen up there to cause Canadians to go wild like that?
Well, basically, I would say it's starting in Manitoba, although I've heard it's happening throughout the Prairie Provinces in the last little while. I would say that basically it's the way that they are taxing us. They try and disguise the taxes now. They are taking Crown corporations. They're taking the Crown corporations and disguising it as an increase across the board to cover expenditures, etc. Whereas at the same time, they're developing casinos throughout the provinces and gaining the tax revenue through the casinos.
Hmm.
They turn around and say, oh, geez, you know, we're not making quite enough money. They're selling off Crown corporations. And as soon as
Hold it. Instead of continuing down this path, tell me the one thing that's going to push Canadians over the edge. That's what I want to hear.
The one thing that's going to push them over the edge
is
the taxes on hydro and natural gas bills.
All right, I got it then. So there you have it. There's going to be some giant hydroelectric hike in Canada or something, and Canadians will go berserk, and there will be a tax revolt. Well, the United States has been considering perhaps adopting some of the western provinces up there anyway, so that might be a unique opportunity to do so. Although there's been a lot of controversy about that. There are even some Canadians in the western provinces who would like to attach themselves to our western U.S. and become part of the United States. Others oppose the idea. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
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 Hello, this is Kristen in Scranton, PA.
Hello, Kristen.
How you doing?
Fine.
Excuse me.
That's all right.
My prediction is that there is a calling on the nations of the world, and if we will answer and turn to our more spiritual roots, and I'm not saying just Christianity, but turn to our more spiritual roots, we will see an outpouring of blessing on all of us. And if we don't, we will be left as we are, and that's bad enough on its own.
So I'm not sure what it is you're predicting. See, this is a prediction show.
I am predicting that there will be a calling and that we need to answer it.
You mean like from God? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. from God, in my case, and the case, you know, Judeo-Christian, yeah.
How do you imagine this occurring? I mean, do you imagine that, like, it'd just be a clear day and the voice will come down, from the sky, it's God, something like that? Or, I mean, come on now, what?
I'm not exactly sure how that would happen, to be honest with you. It's a feeling I get.
He could take over all the radio and television stations and broadcast the message all at once, everywhere. That'd be convincing.
Well, that'd be exciting, wouldn't it?
It would be convincing. Yes, it would also be exciting. Yes. So, there you have it. I'm going to record this as God calls. God calls. Wouldn't that be something if suddenly every radio and television broadcast station were to be taken over by the Maker, who had an announcement for those he had made? West of the Rockies. Wonder how to begin. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art Bell?
Yes.
Oh, it's great. You've really saved all of us that have been listening for so many years, ever since Billy Goodman just dropped off the face of the planet.
Man, I don't know where Billy went. I tracked him into New England, and then I don't know where he went. I
haven't
heard
from him.
That
was so mysterious.
I know.
One day it was sports, of all things.
Yeah. Anyway.
I believe it.
Anyway.
And so thank you for being there. Thank you for the show.
You're most welcome.
I really appreciate it. This is Randy from Troy.
Okay.
And my prediction is sort of a takeoff on the last one, in that we're not going to respond. I think that the Supreme Court will be have their hands tied.
You're saying God is going to call in some way.
Well, God has called our country.
Well,
God was institutional informing our country.
Well, we're predicting something here, not reviewing history.
That's my prediction. We're not going to respond.
So we're not going to. God will call and we won't answer.
Because
when you start out at the bottom, and like if you get a traffic ticket and you're called to court and you don't answer, what happens? Well, hey, they're
thrown in the clinker.
They throw you in jail, yes.
Go ahead.
But I mean, trying to imagine what would happen if we didn't answer God.
Well, we've been kind of turning our back on God for some time now. In case you haven't noticed, our country's taken a wild swing. Just look at our pop culture. It's pretty scary.
Is it really?
Yes, it's terrible. When Christian bashing is allowed across the country, far and wide, Christian bashing is perfectly legitimate.
To be honest with you, yes, Christian bashing. I mean, the Jews can be bashed and are. Every religion on earth is bashed.
Not in America.
Yes, it is. See, there's a different way of looking at it. And that is, we have freedom of speech. Right? We have freedom to say things that might be disagreeable to other people. We have that freedom. Yes, we do. And that's part of what America's all about, that you can disagree. You can even say the government's full of it.
Well, do you know what? If you go around saying things that are unpopular or that people don't like,
yeah,
you will lose your job.
Probably.
You'll be a cast out. No one will speak to you. You won't be able to shop there.
Well, I know, but that's not the same as being shot in other countries around the world.
You're right there.
In other countries, they shoot you when they don't like what you say.
Yeah.
Here, we don't do that. I mean, you can make yourself a social outcast by saying idiotic stuff.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, it's politically unpopular to say, now, don't get me wrong, I'm not a white supremacist, but you could never form, like, a white club at a college or anything like that, but you could have any other kind of...
So you're just angry at political correctness.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's not the same as God calling and our not answering and all that stuff.
Well, it is if you say, what's going to happen to the pledge, taking God out of the Pledge of Allegiance?
I don't know. I don't even know if all that is really a prediction. I suppose it is. Anyway, we're headed toward the light, folks. The new year. 2004, approaching my house right now. We'll take a special photograph in a moment. It will be Ramona and myself. And it's say it louder.
Happy New Year, everyone.
The mist across the window hides the light. Shine.
That's it, folks. It's a new year here on the West Coast, and it's racing out across the ocean right now.
From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with guest host Art Bell. To talk with Art Bell, call the wildcard line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll-free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. And now, sitting in for George Norrie, here is Art Bell.
Yes, indeed. Stuff happens. Welcome, everybody. The new year has rolled across the West Coast. And here it is, 2004. It's pretty incredible when you think about it. Made it to another year, huh? Actually, I was surprised when I made it to the millennium. And here I am, here you are, 4 years later. And now to check over a few more of the very meager number predictions made for the year 2003. We'll pick up at number 23. George Norrie adds 30 affiliates. I don't know. I don't get those figures anymore, so I'm not privy to the information. So I put a question mark by that. Number 24. Dallas Stars win. You will have to help me out with that. I did not follow Dallas nor the Stars. Nor the Dallas Stars, so I have no idea. Another question mark. I'm not doing very well myself. The Raelians clone is not real. That's number 25. The Raelians clone turns out to be not real. And you know what? There's another question mark. I don't know what happened with that. I remember they announced the pregnancy, right? Remember that? They announced that the pregnancy had occurred. There were several people who had doubts about it. Scientists expressed some doubts about it. And I've not heard the follow-up. Have we had a birth of a human clone? I don't think so. So it gets a question mark. 26, crop circles done, or to be revealed that crop circles are done by college students. That one gets a definite ding. Indeed, we know many crop circles have been accomplished by college students. Not by far all, but many. A number 27, a triangular craft revealed by the U.S. government. Bong. I don't think so. I hope I'm not wrong. I'm going to bong that. Number 28, martial law in some U.S. city. I do not believe that we've had martial law in any U.S. city during 2003. And a number 29, that I would write a new book. Bonk. I have not written a new book. Although, I have... If I were to write another book, I can assure you it would be about the subject of time travel. It is what I am most intensely interested in, and so it would probably be on that subject. I haven't figured out, it would obviously be a novel. Well, maybe in my case I should not say obviously, huh? But it would, no, I can tell you it would be a novel. And I think, I've been thinking a lot about it, so that could happen, but it did not happen in 2003. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Very same to you.
And Happy New Year to Ramona.
As a matter of fact, we just took a picture together.
Did you?
Yeah, we did. So just around midnight. So if you go up to coasttocoastam.com, up in the upper right-hand side, and click on my webcam, it's over on the right instead of the left tonight, you'll see it. It's a pretty good picture, I think.
You know, you are so in love with your wife.
I certainly am.
I just love to hear you talk. You know, I'm kind of new to the program, and I've been listening to it, I would say, since August.
Okay.
And I got in, George Norrie, of course, I was just like, oh my God, you know, I'm just in love with George Norrie, because I'm an insomniac, so when I heard you, that was it. You're the guy.
Well, all right, it's very kind of you. Do you have for me a prediction?
A prediction.
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, Art, what, you know, I'm from Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri,
yeah.
And I was, and my name's Jude, and I was just thinking, you know, I think we are in for a hell of a depression.
Really?
I think we're in one.
Really?
I think we're in, pardon me?
Really? You think?
Definitely. I think we're, yeah. I think we are in a depression. I think we're in a functional depression. They try to call it a recession, but I mean, it's and I can see it coming, can't you?
Well, listen, technically, from an economic point of view, I don't think we're even technically in a recession anymore. The market is 10,400 and something or another. You know, the NASDAQ appears to be recovering up over 2,000 and holding. And
I know all that sounds good, but you know what? You know what, Art? You gotta be around. I think that, you know, like where you're at and you're doing real good. I mean, I'm not saying real, real good, but you're doing good. You know that. And there are people that do that. But you got, see, you know, like, I'm a social worker, so I see a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's bad.
Well,
but I hope it gets better, you know, but I just think
have
that
you
I think
have you considered the possibility that maybe it's your work which would expose you, you know, like a policeman sees the worst of people. I'm sure that a social worker sees the most unfortunate of folks one way or the other.
Absolutely.
And so your work may be influencing what you believe.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. Well, or nevertheless, I'll put it down that we're headed for a depression in 2004. I certainly hope not. And as I did mention, the numbers from a national point of view would indicate the economy to be improving right now. I mean, credit where credit is due. It does seem to be improving. The jobless numbers are falling. If you believe the government statistics regarding all of this and the stock market, then things would seem to be on the mend at the moment. Wildcard Line, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Bell.
Hello.
Hi. I have a prediction. I think we're going to get nailed with an asteroid.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Asteroid hits Earth.
Yep.
How big?
I don't know that. I don't think it's going to be so big that it devastates the Earth, but I think
good.
It's going to wake us up a little bit and maybe get us started back into the space programs a little bit harder than we are.
Well, I can tell you this. The people would definitely demand that we have a better warning system in place. In fact, I can close my eyes and I can see the Senate hearings that would happen after we got hit with something, and there would be all these recriminations about why didn't we spend the money to have more early warning satellites up there? Why weren't there more observatories tasked to looking for something coming right at Earth? Well, sir, because it was coming right out of the sun and we couldn't see it. I mean, I can see the whole thing in my head now.
Yep, and I truly believe that the American public should talk to their congressmen and say that we need to actually put a little bit more money than $1 million
or
you know, towards looking at that.
Well, with a little bit of luck, which sounds like a song title, we won't all have to look up and see a small spot getting suddenly larger and larger and larger until there's hardly time to say, oh, shoot.
That's right. Well, I'm a long-haul truck driver, and, you know, I've been seeing a lot of shooting stars lately, and I'm... Matter of fact, today there was one that was so big that you could see it in the daylight, and I don't know, it probably dropped all the way to a mile above the horizon before it burned out.
The one that gets you, sir, thank you, will look like a small star when you first see it. It'll grow to the size of a grape in your eye, and then I guess baseball and a basketball, and then three or four mutations after that, there'd be no question in your mind. We'd about get hit by big rock. Really big rock. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Bell.
Hi.
Hi. Happy New Year.
And to you.
My prediction probably isn't as dire as everybody else's, but...
The last one was very dire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think this one's going to be good for the people of Boston. I think the curse of the Bambino will finally be lifted. They'll win the World Series.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Boston to win World Series.
They're due for some kind of happiness up there.
Okay, that would certainly be something, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Uh-huh. Okay, I've got it. I mean, is this something you really... I'm having a hard time. That sounds more like a hope to me than it does a revelation.
Well, they hope year after year, but I think it's finally going to come true this year with some additions they had.
All right. Thank you very much. I don't know. Now remember, you are supposed to have taken a quiet moment out. Should I really review all of this? And sort of let your mind go blank and try and imagine a major event that you truly believe that it comes to you will occur in the year 2004. I mean, you know the guy was a Boston fan, so I don't know if it quite came to him that way, or somehow I think it was more in the line of hope. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, this is Michelle. I'm calling from the Big Island of Hawaii.
Well, hello, Michelle.
Hello. Art, I did follow your instructions on coming up with my prediction, and it's not good, but I felt I should call it in.
Well, that's your duty.
I know.
Especially if you did it the right way, and for that I thank you, because last one I had sounded like a wish, you know.
Right.
Okay, so Michelle thought really hard there on the Big Island and thought what?
Well, what I have come up with is that I have the impression or the intuitive impression that 12 dirty bombs will be detonated simultaneously, or 12 will be attempted in 12 major cities, and my impression is that 10 of them will actually be successful in detonating. And I actually have a list of the cities, which I can give to you if you want, or I won't. You let me know if you want me to give you the names of the cities.
You know what?
What?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm starting on the West Coast, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, L.A., Chicago, Detroit, Houston, Dallas, New York City, Baltimore, and I kind of raised my eyebrows at that one, why Baltimore, but Washington, D.C., and Miami. And that 10 out of 12, it would actually happen. So
damn.
I just felt it was my, like you said, duty to call that in.
Well, I do notice Las Vegas was not on your list.
Yeah, it didn't come up for me. And I was doing this intuitively, impression-wise, so...
All right.
For some reason, it didn't.
Well, believe me, it is very carefully registered now as number 42, and I sure hope it's wrong.
I hope so, too.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Michelle. Yikes. I thought, why not? Go ahead and name the cities. That's her revelation on the Big Island of Hawaii. And I guess I want to take a second and again say to all of you, a dirty bomb is horrible. It's basically a mid or high level or even low level radioactive materials that are packed around conventional explosives and then detonated. And it's not a nuclear explosion. There would be some radiation damage, but only in the very immediate area, very immediate. It would have a big psychological impact, but it would not be the end of the world by any means. But it would, of course, have a gigantic psychological impact. So, if you hear of that happening, certainly it is an extremely serious matter, but it's not the end of the world scenario that many people think that it is. On the international line, you're on the air. Hi, where are you, please? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Oh, hi. Hi, Art. It's Colleen calling from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Vancouver, okay.
Yeah, lots of snow here, New Year's Eve.
I'll bet.
Yeah, lots of snow. You know, I was thinking a little bit about this for a while before I called in, and I'm wondering about the SARS epidemic.
Well, it kind of didn't get started.
Well, it didn't. It ran its course to the east coast of Canada. It didn't really hit us here, but it looks like it's starting up again. I'm just wondering if it's going to run its course through North America this time.
That's a scary proposition, isn't it? Is it a prediction you're making? I mean, do you see SARS becoming epidemic?
I think I can see it happening again, particularly with some new information that we've had recently, that there's been another case that's been found in Hong Kong or in the part of China. I'm trying to think of the district.
You want to know something really, I guess, surprising from my point of view, and that is that SARS didn't become an epidemic last time. I mean,
well, it
for
did
once,
where my family's from. It
well, no, I understand. But for once, they did get it under control. They actually got hold of it. Now, I understand there's some leaks right now and one or two cases showing up here or there. But the worldwide epidemic that could have happened...
It didn't happen.
Didn't happen. And I guess that's a tribute to, you know, modern medicine and isolation techniques and whatever.
Good planning.
I guess.
Good planning.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think what happens sometimes is that it's one of those things that had it did a lot of damage in the Toronto area, and it had a potential to do a lot more damage.
Sure.
And it sort of disappeared. It just disappeared so quickly.
Yes.
And it makes you wonder, you know, if it's coming back, perhaps a stronger strain, if I could say that, and it may, in fact, actually run its course through North America this time.
Of course, it's possible, but here's something to think about. If it's the same strain,
That's the question.
The Chinese were able to contain it there,
mm-hmm.
and you would think the Chinese of the Chinese as being least capable of containing it. I mean, much less capable of containing it than say the U.S. or Canada.
Well, I have a friend from Hong Kong who was in Hong Kong during the epidemic last summer.
Oh, yes.
And apparently there were thousands more people sick than were reported, you know, worldwide through the news.
I'm sure it's true.
Yeah.
But still in all, they did ultimately contain it even there, and it was scaring the, you know what, out of me. I thought that was pretty scary anytime you get a new anything.
Yes.
It is.
It's amazing the effect it had on, like, the east coast of Canada. Or central Canada, huge impact on the small towns.
It wasn't
all the clinics, even here in British Columbia.
And it was not. Well, of course, that's where it really impacted. But even here in the United States, it was big, big news. I mean, nobody knew what it was going to do, and it could have been, obviously, could have been an epidemic. So, if there were to be a change in the strain, the world could be in dire straits and danger indeed.
And that is what sort of came to me, if you're wondering, like, what my prediction is that it's not something I would hope in any, stretch of the imagination, and it's almost scary to say, but you wonder if that is what's coming.
Boy, I sure hope not.
I hope not, too.
But you're telling me you really see this.
Well, I felt this. This is what I'm saying. I considered it, thought about it, and then wondered, and then I just sort of felt this.
Okay. I appreciate the call. Thank you. That's scary stuff. The strain changes and SARS becomes epidemic. That is a scary one. Captain Trips and all that. I'm Art Bell.
The After Dark newsletter is $39.95. Subscribe now and get your free CD of Art Bell and Malachi Martin. Call now, 1-888-727-5505.
Even though he won't meet you.
On the internet. This is Coast to Coast AM with guest host Art Bell. To talk with Art Bell, call the wildcard line at area code 775-727-1295. The first time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. And now, sitting in for George Norrie, here is Art Bell.
Time does seem absolutely inevitable, doesn't it? I wonder if in the end it'll turn out time is malleable. We're predicting for the year 2004, and we'll get right back to it. Once again, we plunge into the business of predicting for the year immediately ahead. Now, that's a pretty serious matter. The year immediately ahead. Do you really think it will be marked by the kind of tragedy and... Boy, I tell you, this is one dark list we're making this year. Really a dark list. And we're coming up on number 79, by my count. And so number 79, the first-time caller line is on the air and no doubt prepared to put something in that position. Hello there.
Hello, Art. This is just wonderful. This is Hannah, and I'm in Western Arkansas.
Hi, Hannah.
And I did just what you said. I sat down and asked to see some kind of a significant event.
Good.
And what I first saw was Australia, which was kind of weird.
Yeah.
And what I was seeing was Ayers Rock, and then I saw the land in front of it, and my feeling is that there's going to be a major archaeological discovery of some sort.
In Australia?
In Australia. And I can't tell. Then I got overlays. I saw the land bridge, and I saw water, and I can't tell what it is beyond that. But it feels like a significant archaeological discovery or event. In Australia.
That's very interesting. What did you see that brought you to that conclusion?
Well, it's because I got the feeling of history when I saw the rock. I didn't see any people. I just saw the big rock. I saw the landscape and the land, the dust, the dirt. And it was like it was saying, there's something more here. There's something we don't know. And my feeling is this is something that may be related to, you know how they always said there was a land bridge from Oceania?
Yes.
It may push that time back or give some kind of revelation about Australia that we just don't know.
Wouldn't that be something? All right. Thank you very much. Oh, yes. That would be very interesting. Anything that would confirm what we now don't know to be more than myth or legend or some dark tale passed on by man to man to man to man, generations on through the generations. But something that would actually make one of those things, for example, the discovery of Atlantis or any land bridge. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Art. How are you doing? This is Mike in Perrysburg, Ohio.
Very well,
70
sir.
70 WSPD.
Yes.
Followed your instructions, too, and that last call is bizarre because the image I had was of a major event or discovery happening at the pyramids in Egypt.
Really?
Yeah, and what, this is really bizarre. I mean, hearing that last call and then what I saw was like the pyramid going up in the air and rotating, like realigning with the stars. And then like an hour later, the movie Stargate was on after this happened. So it was pretty bizarre, but I think something's going to happen there. Maybe, you know, something along the lines of what Edgar Cayce predicted, but I think something's going to happen there. And also just about George, I think that I'll bet when he comes back, he went back in time to see himself at some event in his life somewhere in his past.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, because that's always been my, if I could go back in time, I would, I don't know if I'd approach myself, because you never know what would happen with physics, but I'd go back and look and see what I was doing at some certain pivotal point in my life.
Well, that might not be a pleasant experience. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Any past life review for, I think, the majority of us might not be a necessarily a pleasant experience at all. What do you think? Or would it? I guess it would depend on where you went and what you were doing and all the rest of that. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi. Hello?
Art.
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm calling from 960 WELI out of New Haven, Connecticut.
Very good, sir.
Okay, now this was a premonition I had two nights ago. It was a dream.
Okay.
I woke up, and I usually get the Daily News newspaper, and it was dated April 13th, 2004.
Huh.
And the full-page cover story read, Legendary Radio.
First-time callers, area code 775-727-1222. Oh, no. See, I'm not going to let you air that. I'll tell you what I'll do. Let's see. I'm going to record it. But that's all. I'm not going to air it. I asked, some time ago at the beginning of the program that people not predict other people's deaths, and that's just what he did, so no. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, I'm Charlie on Kauai, listening to KQNG Kong.
Kong Radio. I suppose the weather is eternally perfect, right?
Oh, yes, it's just a little cold in the cold snap we've had, but it's still above 70. It's usually in the 80s.
You know why a cold snap means it goes down to 70. Oh, man. All right.
Okay, I have a good prediction for once.
Oh,
very few.
Well, yes, you're darn right there have been few.
Okay.
Why do you think there have been so few good predictions?
Maybe war and turmoil has just made us very unhappy. We don't see prosperity and abundance.
Yeah. Maybe. All right. Well, you've got a good one, though.
Okay, I predict that we'll have an energy source that turns heat directly into electricity, and it can run a toy for you.
Heat to electricity?
Just background heat from the air, water. Like in Hawaii, we are 70 or 80 degrees. That would make its surroundings colder and make the equivalent amount of electricity.
So a perpetual motion machine or toy?
Yeah,
or
the second kind, where you don't gain from nowhere, you just don't lose.
You know, free energy, in other words.
Yeah.
Well, we've had a lot of talks about that lately. You know, some of them far more technical than your sort of general prediction. And a lot of people feel the oil companies, sir, would not allow it. What do you think about that?
They'll try, but the technology is getting better, and we have these advances in nanotechnology, and that'll do it. This thing is such a general-purpose machine, it'll be hard to suppress.
Think about this for a second. If you were in the inventor of a true, free energy out of the air type machine,
uh-huh.
Do you think that more likely, I'll give you two scenarios. A, you are showered with literally billions, approaching trillions of dollars. You become the richest man in the entire world, richer than Bill Gates, richer than anybody, because you have the energy. Or do you think, B, you'd be deader than a doornail?
I think it's in the middle, and I am the inventor. I think it'll be
a
commodity, and I'll just have a good income, but not terrific.
Uh-huh. Well, I hate to be negative about your positive prediction, and you're claiming you have invented, right, a free energy device?
Yeah. And Stephen Greer's group has looked at it, and there's a nanotechnology group trying to make it.
All right. Out of curiosity, what did Dr. Greer's group say about it?
Well, I work through the administrative secretary.
Yes.
He says that it's
it doesn't make enough power to immediately qualify, so he's watching and he's looking for investors which will go downward from the more demonstrative things to more speculative things.
All right, thank you. So in other words, to be honest, he probably didn't put it high in the category of we're going to come in and investigate. And I was really actually fairly serious about the question, and that is the A or B scenario. If you actually did discover, just going along with that argument for a second, that you did find the eternal source of energy, would you be showered with billions of dollars and the love of your fellow human beings, or would you be deader than a doornail? I really think the latter. International Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Art, this is Max from Canada calling.
Hey, Max.
Hi, you know, my prediction, since the last time I did predict that you'd write a book, I got it right. So I'm going to predict that you're going to write another book.
Really?
That's right.
Okay, it's number 83, Art, write another book, huh?
Yeah, I'm not sure of the topic, but I feel that it may get a hint towards being possibly hit towards the movies.
Okay. All right. Well, we shall see. I've had another book in my head.
Hmm.
Which is the beginning of the end, usually, when it comes to books. It will haunt you until you sit down and do it. When you write books, that's the way it is.
Okay, I was going to just say, because I was noticing your webcam pick again this year.
Oh?
Hold a synchronicity, because last year's pick was 1 second after as well.
The initial picture indeed was taken 1 second after, but then I added a little contrast to it, and now it's 2 minutes and something.
Ah,
but you are quite correct, and in that regard, I try and time those pictures so that it occurs right at midnight. This time, I pulled the picture off and added a little contrast and put it back. But the original picture, he is absolutely correct, was taken at one second after midnight. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Time callers, area code 775-727-1222.
Hold it. We're not allowed to take last names on the air. So, Mike.
Michael.
Michael. Okay, Michael, you're on the air.
Okay, my prediction is I'm calling from the Valley of Light, the Middle East. My prediction is the return of Christ.
In 2004?
Yes.
Why? Why 2004?
To settle all the arguments.
Huh. Think that it'll do that?
Yep.
I guess it would. If he came back and it became Judgment Day, well, all arguments would be moot, right? West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
You at the moment.
All right. This is Jordan on the Big Island.
Of Hawaii. Yes, sir.
That's right. Man, I can't believe I got through. I've been trying for like 5 years.
And here you are.
All right. Well, I've got a bad prediction. And,
of course.
It goes along with one that a lady already called in and kind of predicted already. But I had this vision in a dream a few months ago, and it's been haunting me ever since.
Let us have it.
And, well, it's a dirty bomb in Chicago.
Okay.
And possibly more than one.
Okay.
And when I was talking, I already reported this to an agent that works for the CIA. And,
I am curious about something. I mean, obviously, it's a very dire prediction for you to make. When you reported to the FBI, or I'm sorry, you said the CIA.
An agent works for the CIA.
Yes. How was that accepted?
Well, they're actually close friends of mine, so they accepted it pretty well, and they sent a memo to the agency. And they said they know it is a psychic phenomenon, but the CIA has worked with that a lot in the past.
Yeah.
So they actually
may be doing officially even a lot more of it than they're admitting right now, because they did admit they had the 20-year remote viewers program. They did admit that, you know, all the millions spent on that. So, yeah, I'm sure they've never given up on pursuing intuitives.
And there's something else I wanted to add about that convinced me to call you. And I can't believe I got through, so it must be synchronicity. But
Okay.
When I was telling this woman about it, I just had this vision. I said, it's really bothering me, Chicago. She said, well, it is the Windy City. And when she said that, the light in her bedroom over her head clicked on right when she said it. And that just was kind of like a sign to me.
Well,
I try to pay attention to little things like that. And I kind of took that as some sort of a sign.
All right. Duly recorded, number 85.
We love you, Art.
I appreciate
the
call, sir.
Don't ever stop.
Take care. That's very dire indeed. Dirty bomb in Chicago. You know, every time I say this, though, I'm going to keep repeating. As awful as a dirty bomb is, if you do a little bit of study regarding dirty bombs, which, again, are some level of plutonium, hopefully a fairly low-level or mid-level plutonium, as opposed to high-level, really, you know, poisonous for the next gazillion years kind of plutonium, that's a very high level. You would hope that it would be a very localized event, like a chemical attack is thought it would be. It certainly would have devastating psychological impact on the U.S., but you all should know that the actual number of deaths involved would probably not be many. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Palm Coast, Florida.
Okay.
My name is Matt.
Okay, Matt.
And my prediction is it's not a really bad one. It's about running. The marathon record will be broken in Berlin by 13 seconds.
Marathon record broken in where? Berlin?
Yeah, just like how it was this year or last year now.
Okay. I'm sorry, 13 seconds?
13 seconds.
Okay, got it.
Thank you.
Why are you predicting this?
Well, it's been getting lower and lower every year, and it's going to happen this year. I just know it.
So you're not predicting this because of an exact vision.
Well,
you're just sort of projecting what you think might happen based on what did happen, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. I should probably eject that like a bad dream, but I am not going to. I will nevertheless put it down. I did urge everybody to try and make these predictions based on some insight, some seeing, some knowing, and toward that end, quiet your mind and try and come up with it that way. But I'll put it down in the spirit of the new year. On the international line, you're on the air. Where are you calling from, please? Hello? Going once. Going twice. Gone. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, where are you?
I'm located in Sedona, Arizona.
Okay, we don't have a whole lot of time, so it's going to be number 87 if you have come to predict.
Okay, Art, it's KE3KR.
Chuck, yes. go ahead, Chuck.
Okay, yeah, basically my prediction is that we will find the missing 727 from Africa, and we will find it with OTHB. That's it.
All right, thank you, Chuck.
Thanks a lot.
Right, missing 727. And as you know, there is a missing 727. From Africa. It's a very, 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 very serious situation indeed. I mean, where could it be and what could it be carrying? I heard some kind of worrisome things about the way it was configured when it was taken.
coast to coast and worldwide on the internet. This is Coast to Coast AM with guest host Art Bell. To talk with Art Bell, call the wildcard line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll-free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. And now, sitting in for George Norrie, here is Art Bell.
The final hour for official predictions, and I will continue to number them, and we're doing very well, incidentally. We're up to number 88 as compared to last year's pathetic 37. So, let me... Actually, I think we only had one night in which to do them last year. Let me review the last of the... The last of the last. Art Builds Time Machine would be number 30, and that gets big bonk. I don't have to build one. I have one. I have never used it. Number 31 was more car accidents than ever. Huh. You know what? I think that's a bonk. I think that I saw a news story indicating that there had been actually fewer car accidents in the U.S., but I'm open to being wrong on that one. Vice President Cheney goes back to the bunker. Do you know, I think that's a ding. I think there was an occasion, wasn't there? Some quick concern they had, which I can't recall. I'm going to tentatively ding that. I think he did. Number 33, that civil liberties will be eroded. And I'm going to give that a ding because, well, they have been. As we fight terrorism, like it or hate it, and a lot of people really hate it, our civil liberties are, no question, eroded about. As a matter of fact, you know, while tonight has been, for the most part, free of any difficulty, there was a jet detained at a major airport. I'll have more on that story in a moment. So our civil liberties, yeah, they've definitely been eroded. Number 34, the Raelians would be in a movie. And I'm pretty sure that's a ding, 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 ding. There was a TV movie about them, I think. Number 35, Bin Laden not found. Ding, ding, ding. Definitely has not been found. And, of course, that's a pretty good call because last year at this time we were pretty darn certain we'd have him by now, right? Number 36 concerns something that concerns China, and I don't know what. So I didn't properly transcribe that one. Sorry about that. Number 37 is there would be action in Korea, and I believe that's a bonk. I do believe that's a bonk. So let me cast this aside, and now, rather than the past, let us look. And by the way, in rating, I would say perhaps one in four of those were correct, which is not bad. Not bad. One in four, when you're dealing with general and specific predictions for a year, one in four isn't nearly as bad as you would think. Hopefully, this year, and I should have put a little asterisk by each one I thought really was not discerned through the method that we've described, but rather was a hope or a guess or something. Yes, here we have it. Travelers questioned after Dulles landing. FBI and Homeland Security Department officials boarded a British Airways jet shortly after it landed at Washington Dulles International on Wednesday night and detained 247 passengers for about 3 hours. Homeland Security, so was some member of Homeland Security, speaking on a condition of anonymity, did not say that the incident involved terrorism. That's very interesting. So they went through, the baggage went through screening, and they went through screening, and so that's very interesting. If it was not suspected terrorism, one can only wonder what that would have been. First-time caller line. Other than that, it's been a quiet night so far. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I'm on. Yeah, how you doing? Your announcer, is that Ross Mitchell?
That is indeed Ross.
Yeah, this is Dean up in Carson City. Yeah, he's got a voice like a lion, doesn't he?
Oh, there's no mistaking that voice. One of a kind, you know.
That's what I thought.
And a lot of people out there think that Ross, when he does that, you know, really puts on the dog, really lowers his... He doesn't. This is natural.
Yeah, I was going to say, I talked to him one time here.
That's a real Ross.
Yeah, and he goes lower than that.
He's incredible. I know. Yeah, it's like... I love him doing them, and I begged him to do them, and he does, of course, but it's always a little intimidating coming on after that voice.
Yeah, when you hear him on the phone talking personal to him, man, it sounds like you're calling
you're calling God, actually.
Yeah. Don't tell him that. We have enough problems with him. Well, look, I have a prediction. I have some friends that are going over to check out, they're going on a tour, and they're establishing it to go to Mount Ararat at the end of their tour. They're going to Greece and this and that and so on. And I was going to try to get in touch with them because they said they seen the Ark in Mount Ararat, and they're going up there again.
Well, I wonder how many in the audience have seen the pictures that do exist of Mount Ararat, and you can, there is what appears to be a large ship in the side of Ararat. It really does. I hope that picture is real, and I hope that the group you're talking about proves it's real. It would be really something, wouldn't it, Jack?
I was hoping you can put me on with the associate. I'll give him all this stuff. I'd like to see you make a program out of it
before
he goes and then after when they get back.
Sir, I don't have associates. I'm sitting here doing the show by myself.
Oh, did you answer that before then?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even recognize your voice.
Well, see, there you are.
Yeah. But
I do this all alone.
There's a way that I can give you a phone number that can catch me a little later. But I predict, you know, God only knows the future.
Send me email.
I don't have a computer.
What? What?
You know, I'm 69 years of age.
So what?
I know.
Get a computer.
And I've gotten this far in life.
Well, I know, but look.
But you're
just
right.
Trust me on this.
What's your post office box?
Not active at the moment. Trust me on this when I tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
That getting a computer, you will regard, I promise you, as one of the best things you've ever done. With the kind of interests you've got, the world will open. I mean, you can go in there and you can research Ararat, for example, and you can find everything ever researched or done about Ararat, okay? You need to get a computer.
I'm about ready to do so.
Okay, good. Well, all right, then listen very carefully. My email address is as follows, artbell@mindspring.com or artbell@aol.com. Very easy. ARTBELL, all in lowercase, at either one of those addresses will send something to me at light speed. And again, I charge you with going to get a computer and learning about a computer, and I don't care what your age is. It's the key to the world out there. Wildcard Line, you are on the air. Hi.
Hello, Art.
Hello.
Hi. My name's Joel from L.A.
Okay, Joel. The mighty KFI, of course.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Best station there. I wanted to give you my prediction. It's sort of something that has, you know, I've seen for quite a while, you know, but I feel that the American government already knows where bin Laden is and weapons of mass destruction. I believe that later on this year, these things will be found, you know, and it's sort of like it makes me feel like this stuff is going to be found just before the election, on both counts.
Well, both bin Laden and weapons of mass destruction found. That really would be something. But do you honestly believe that they know where bin Laden is, know where the WMDs are, and will actually hold this information, and then have a sort of a pseudo discovery right before the election? You are that cynical.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you clearly are.
Yeah, I am. I don't know. I think I think I really feel that they have a really good handle on what's going on. I just really feel that. And I don't believe that, even though, you know, I mean, a lot of people talk.
I want to,
you know,
believe that. I don't believe all the way down your road, but I do want to believe. Thank you very much. And by the way, you're recorded as number 89. I want to believe that we've got a handle on it. And as ever so slight evidence of that, I would indicate so far so good tonight. I hope that I'm not slapped in the face with some horrible headline in the morning. But so far so good. We've gone through the Christmas holiday and early into the new year, very early. Without incident. There's still, you know, the Rose Bowl parade and, I guess then the holiday sort of finishes, right? And we got through it, which is, a good sign, in my opinion. And if Al-Qaeda really was stronger, as was suggested by an earlier caller, then I think something else would have happened by now. But, I could be horridly wrong. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes, hello, Art.
Hi.
It's, Keith in Ontario.
Hey, Keith.
Much like a prediction I made a few years ago on your show about a spreading pestilence worldwide, and then came mad cow, foot, mouth, and anthrax.
Yes.
My prediction for this year is yet another deadly disease, much like SARS, to hit this world.
Really?
Yeah.
Human-borne disease.
Yes.
Do you think it will be a new disease for the human race, or it will be something that jumps from some animal to human beings, or what?
It could be a little bit of the both. I think something's going to evolve, but either way, it's going to be definitely for people. Yeah, it's going to hit people.
Captain Trips time? I mean, you know, just this time racing across humanity?
Pardon me?
In other words, the end of the world, sort of?
Oh, no, nothing that big. But, again, something like SARS, it's going to be pretty hard-hitting.
Okay, all right, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Yep. That could easily be. China would appear to be, or portions of China appear to be, a breeding ground because of the proximity of the people in China. You know, they're packed together in very small spaces, and, of course, something like this, if it were to get loose. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, Art.
Hello.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm very well. What is your first name?
Gretchen. I'm calling from San Bernardino.
Thank you.
And I get KFI out here.
Well, of course you do.
I love you. I don't mean it in a bad way, but...
Thank you.
Anyways, I'll call about the predictions, because I was thinking really hard, and I was thinking something about Big Ben and time, right? So it came to me, like, on the 5th of May, something is going to happen to Big Ben on the face of the clock. I don't know what it is, but all I could get, it was about time, and it was a face, and it had to do with time.
Really?
It was just really weird, because I was telling my sister today about the predictions, and she goes, well, what, in the United States? I go, no, anywhere in the world. I go, you can make them, and she thought my prediction was kind of strange.
I think it's strange, too. So now, something happens to Big Ben. Do you mean that something physically actually occurs to the clock itself, Big Ben, or are you suggesting that there's some sort of manipulation of time in the world? I'm not clear on that.
It's like something physically is going to happen to the face.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha.
Okay. It's just, I don't know, it struck me weird, and it's on Cinco de Mayo, too, which is really weird. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Duly recorded, number 91. You see, we're doing so well. We're going to make over 100 if I concentrate here. You're on the air of Coast to Coast AM. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you?
Washington State,
and your first name is?
I got through. Oh, wow. I'm so excited. This is Britta.
Okay. And you no doubt have a prediction for me, I'll bet.
Yes, I do. Oh, I'm talking to Art Bell. Wow. That's so cool.
Well, it's only all right. It's not that big a deal. Really,
no.
It isn't. It's just me. Okay, so.
I know it is.
All right, good.
And I have a wonderful prediction for you. And
wonderful as in good?
Well, it's a little off center. I think. You were looking for big things, but
that
I
would
have
be
a prediction.
Wonderful as in weird.
No.
Okay.
This is wonderful as in I'm a small person in a big world. And I kind of wrote some stuff down because I wanted to do something a little different. Because my life is small in a big world. But my life contributes to a part of this world. And I have to belong.
Do the wild thing at 775-727-1295.
And so I just wanted to do something a little different in not predicting earthquakes and things like that, but predicting
right.
that
yes,
I'm going to contribute to this world.
In some small way, at least. All right, got it. That also does not qualify as exactly a prediction. That's more of a resolution, like you'd make a New Year's resolution. I'm going to do something good for the world. Right? I'm determined to get to 100, but I've got to hurry. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, is this Art?
Yes. And only you can help me get all the way to 100 by hurrying. Your first.
Okay. This is Gary in Lubbock, Texas.
Yes, Gary.
And I'm predicting that after we get Iraq stabilized, that we will then go ahead and our leaders will go ahead and liberate Iran.
U.S. liberates Iran?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That might have already started with that earthquake.
Boy. That's a heck of a way to liberate a country, is crush its citizens, huh?
Well, politics is politics.
Well, that's not politics. That's killing thousands of people. Innocent civilians under mud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is. I don't think we did that. I hope we didn't do that. And that's liberation of the kind that we usually try not to do. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
Hi, this is David, sitting in a control room in wonderful Upland, California, listening to you on 640 AM talk radio, more talk than human containers allowed to have in one evening.
Okay.
And I've got a kind of weird predicament.
Yeah.
I had a prediction that I was going to make about terrorist activity this month, and I'm a remote viewer trained by Art, by Ed Dames.
A terrorism in December, you mean? Or January.
In January, I think.
Okay, yes.
And in gleaning the information, we go to a source to get information. Although this wasn't remote viewed, I'm also a healer and trained in other modalities.
All right, we don't have a lot of time here, so
I'll be real quick. I was in the same source that gave me the information asked me not to reveal it, so I had to swap to another prediction that other people have been experiencing that have been emailing George.
So
in regards to a tsunami.
I mean, it's like you're calling me up to tell me a prediction that you can't tell me about. So
that's the weird predicament that I'm in, and I feel
very
awkward about it.
Well, that is very weird. You shouldn't have even told me that you can't tell me. But I'll put down tsunami anyway. Number 93, actually. A lot of people think tsunami. Is that correct? We shall see. From the high desert, I'm Art Bell.
And worldwide on the internet.
This is Coast to Coast AM with guest host Art Bell. To talk with Art Bell, call the wildcard line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell, from east of the Rockies, call toll-free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. And now, sitting in for George Norrie, here is Art Bell.
I'll tell you, I'm not sure who's going to stop the rain of bad predictions. We've had some pretty rough ones here, folks, and I've just been a string of them. I am determined to crack 100 this time around, so we're about to have a kind of rain of predictions, if you will, in this last half hour. Stay right where you are. I need some serious support here to get to 100. That means that all of you have got to be fairly brief. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Duke from Connecticut on WTIC 1080.
Yo, Duke.
My prediction is that a patent will be filed for the production of biosynthetic fuels, which will turn the petroleum markets upside down.
If synthetic fuels?
Yeah, using bacteria to produce precursors for various fuels instead of extracting it from petroleum.
Well, that's very interesting, and it too would carry with it the same question I asked somebody earlier, and that is, if you actually filed a patent like that, do you think you would make A, billions of dollars, or B, end up dead?
Well, I don't know. Actually, I think if anything, anyone who stood in the way would end up dead because it would be worth trillions.
Okay, all right, very good. Thank you. That's a good answer to that question, I guess. Wildcard line, or a hopeful one. You're on the air.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your first name?
I am the Great Predicto.
The Great Predicto?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Predicto, do it.
I predict that evidence will appear that is so conclusive that it will force Richard Z. Hoagland to abandon his theory regarding the agent's position.
All right. So, incontrovertible evidence. How should I put this? That disproves Hoagland's theories. Okay. It could happen. The pictures that he wants could, I suppose, go the other way. And then his theory would be wrong. So he could be wrong. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Just proceed. You're Paul?
Paul, Omaha.
Okay.
KFAB, 50,000 watts.
KFAB, oh, big monster there. Yes.
I predict that Art Bell, during a news break, will step out on his back deck to smoke a cigarette and forget that the workers had removed the deck and fall like a sack of potatoes.
Yes, well, we're not here to recite history. What's the matter with you?
Actually, Saddam Hussein will go on trial in October or November.
You know, with my luck, I'd go back in time in a time machine and I'd walk out that damn same midair crash. So what was your prediction?
Saddam will go on trial in October or November and George Bush's election.
Well, that would be some trial, wouldn't it? That's pretty hopeful, thank you, because they've said that they will not try him until Iraq is stabilized, and it doesn't appear to be in any danger of stabilizing at the moment, so it may be a while. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. I know that you want me to be fast.
If possible,
I predict. I have two predictions. One, your health is going to improve.
It is getting better. Some incredible person, ma'am, noticed that in the picture that I just took on the webcam with my beautiful wife, Ramona, that my wedding ring was on my middle finger. And I thought, man, is that astute or what? It is, because it won't fit on my ring finger anymore because I have lost 60 pounds this year. Well, last year.
I do see that your health is going to really improve this year. And my second prediction isn't necessarily for this new year. It's between 200 2006 or 2006 and 2010, I predict that Denver is going to be the new U.S. capital.
That carries with it a lot of negativity, possible negative thoughts. Denver, the next U.S. capital. Well, my health has already improved. My back, as you know, was just giving me real fits. I mean, it was really bad. I was having, anyway, I don't even want to bother you with that. But losing all this weight has been entirely beneficial to my back. It has helped a very, very, very great deal. International Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you calling from, sir?
My name's Don. And I'm from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
And you have a prediction, I hope.
Yes. Actually, it was something I was shown when after having a stroke.
It came to you after you had a stroke?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your prediction?
That I believe it's this year that all the stock markets are going to crash.
All right. Another negative. All the stock markets crash. Well, things are going the other way right now, and they're kind of encouraging. And it looks like the economy is going to improve. I hate to rain on your crash. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi.
You would be prediction number 99 if you have one for me.
Yes, I do.
I'm listening.
My prediction, I've had a premonition about Cuba.
Oh.
I can't predict death, but I see civil war.
In Cuba?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, if Castro dies, I'm not sure, to be honest with you, what the prospects are for a civil war in Cuba, should Castro pass away. There probably certainly would be an immediate gigantic power vacuum, and if Castro is not provided for his succession properly, or the United States could take that as the end of the promise not to invade Cuba.
Right.
I don't know, a lot could happen, but you see civil war, that's very interesting.
Yes, I do.
Okay, duly registered as number 99. Thank you so much. And now I can relax because here comes number 100. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Yes. John from Huntsville.
Hi, John.
This hinges on something that could happen, probably will happen this year. Assuming George W. Bush is reelected. Assuming.
Yeah.
First let me ask, do you know exactly on a year where in a term, a presidential term, a president or vice president has to serve into be considered, you know, for his pension for that year?
No, I really don't. I would think that...
maybe like the two-year point or something?
You know, officially, I would have no way of knowing.
Okay.
A president is either usually going to serve out a term, it's always been the case, or they die unexpectedly, or they're assassinated, or, you know, all kinds of things happen.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's ever been an issue of tenure.
Yeah, I thought there was like some kind of point, cutoff point where you had to be...
Why do you ask?
Well, I believe that soon after that a point goes, assuming that it exists, assuming George W. Bush is reelected, that Cheney, Vice President Cheney, will step down after that point. So let's say it's the two-year point.
So Cheney steps down after election.
Well, I'm assuming there's a point he has to serve through, because I think I heard somewhere there is a cutoff like date.
Yeah, that could be. Maybe you're right. I would. I think Dick Cheney, if he wanted to step down and remain in government service to cover some sort of retirement point, I would think he could do that nearly in any place in government that he wanted to, wouldn't you? But you believe he'll stay until that point and then leave. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What is your first name? And you'll have to speak...
100.
Okay, you're 101 when you make your prediction, but I can barely hear you, so you're going to have to yell at me.
Okay, I predict that by credible science
they're going to discover that we can travel through planes and I don't know if they're going to actually perfect it this year, but it will be announced.
Okay. We'll put dimensional travel discovered. How's that? That way it doesn't have to be down to the buying a ticket stage, but if they discover that anything or a living tissue can travel through what we'll call dimensions, that will suffice to make it a winner. A ding. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
This is Bob and Linda from Fairbanks, Alaska.
Why,
hi. AIK-970.
Bob and Linda?
Pardon me?
Did you say Bob and Linda?
Right.
Okay.
Husband and wife.
I've got you. All right.
All right. And we're sure happy that you're back on the air, Art, and you're doing better.
Thank you.
We think a lot of you.
Thank you.
And our prediction is one of your callers in 2004 will be J.C. We thought we'd lighten it up a little for you.
J.C. calls in 2004, huh?
Right.
Well, I've been getting emails from J.C. I should reveal. Actually, J.C. and Edna both. I'm not convinced that Edna is any real relation of J.C.'s, but certainly in some way related. It may even be J.C., for all I know.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought J.C. was Phil Henry. It just isn't true. Or,
uh-huh.
or if it is, then it's Phil Henry getting through as Phil Henry, because it's, I guarantee you, none of this is planted. J.C., wherever he is out there, is a real human being, despite audio evidence that would seem to lead to the contrary.
Yeah.
All right.
I kind of agree with you.
Thank you very much. Take care. Yes, J.C. is the J.C. that is who calls this program. Ladies and gentlemen, you may not have ever heard any of those calls. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
J.C.
Not the J.C. I know and am wary of. How you doing, buddy?
Okay, man. Hey, I got some topics for you for the next year. Maybe you can come up with them.
Well, no, wait.
Tell them a raise.
Wait. It's yes, predictions that we want.
I predict that you're going to find these topics irresistible.
Okay, go ahead and do it.
You can use it later.
Yeah.
Okay, telomerase is like the trip or the end of a human cell.
You mean
that little way of replicating itself?
That little ticking time bomb that says how long we're going to live, actually. Telomeres.
Yeah. I predict that they're going to find a way to take the cancer that has a knack of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it replicates its telomerase forever.
Yes.
They're going to put it in to make longevity into the human being.
All right, well, wild as what he just said sounds, it is possible that I suppose if they discover what sets the length of the telomeres, then and then they conquer cancer, that they will have conquered, at least possibly, the answer to human beings' ultimate longevity, maybe into living forever. That's where you'd be if you did that. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Art.
Hello.
I can't believe I got through.
Yeah, but yet, here you are.
Okay, this is Lenny from Waterford Works, New Jersey, listening to 1210 WPHT out of Philly.
New Jersey. Yes, sir.
Okay. The other day I was listening to the predictions, and this guy predicted an ancient civilization that they were going to find.
That's right.
Buried on Earth.
Right.
Well, my prediction is that thing they sent up to Mars.
Yes.
That they're going to see, like, 3 miles into the surface. They're going to find that ancient civilization up there.
Well, that certainly will shake things up, won't it? Really?
Uh-huh.
How will you react?
I kind of expect it.
So you wouldn't be surprised?
No.
What impact do you think, though, it would have on the rest of the world?
I don't know. I think everybody would have the same reaction that I would have.
The religions would be rushing to adjust. All right, brother. Thank you.
Okay. Nice talking to you.
And to you. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Mr. Bell. I'm calling in with a prediction and a request, if I may.
Okay. Prediction first.
Okay. Prediction is I'm predicting that a young girl is going to capture the headlines around the world this coming year in much the same way that Alien Gonzalez did a few years back, although it'll be something to do with her health rather than political status or refugee situations or anything like that.
Young woman, preferably, I guess it's someone we would all know, some media star or something like that?
No, she's going to be an unknown. It's going to be the character or the basis of her story that's going to capture everyone's attention.
Really?
Yeah. I was doing a meditation, and this is what came to me.
That's exactly the way I wanted people to approach these predictions, and thankfully the majority have done so, and I'm glad you did. That's a very interesting prediction.
Well, I didn't want to have someone dying or, you know, terrorism, that sort of thing. I was hoping for something different, something that we could really test my capabilities.
Well,
with.
Do you know anything about this young girl? Anything further that you haven't told us? I mean, any hints of why she'll capture the headlines or?
No. The only thing I got beyond that was a vision of her. She sports a pageboy haircut, and she favors frock dresses over pants or anything like that. That's really all I got. Usually when these things happen to me, I get so freaked out, I pop them right away. So
really?
I just get a glimpse and a hint of what's going on, and I get so excited, it's over.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, do these come to you frequently?
No, not very often, in fact. When I'm doing meditation, sometimes I'll get pictures, but again, very briefly. And no, not very often.
I've always wondered about that. So it comes in the form of pictures during meditation.
Yes, I'll see a picture, and then I'll have a brief burst of information as background.
Being brutally honest with yourself and with me for the purpose of the show, how frequently do your visions turn out to be true?
They are not always visions of events or things coming to pass. Typically, they're simply visions that I think are typical.
Let me try it a different way. Of those precognitive type experiences you've had, how many have come true?
A handful. And they're never world-shaking events. They're always small things. But a handful throughout the course of my life, I would have to say. 10, maybe. Something like that.
So do you put this high on the list of probability to occur?
Actually, I would say moderate, because I was kind of trying hard. I mean, typically, I don't try for these things. They just happen. But today, I specifically, of course, wanted to look for an event that I could bring to you as a prediction for next year.
So you had to quickly wolf one up like a hairball.
Something like that. So the validity might be...
Listen, our time is up. I got to go.
Okay.
Right. Thank you very much, and thank you all very much. That completes the list at 104 from the high desert. Good night.
Midnight in the desert, shooting stars across the sky. This magical journey will take us on a ride. Filled with the longing, searching for the truth. Will we make it till tomorrow? Will the sun shine on you?